Professor Emily Guskey outlined part of the students' findings.
And they have identified sites in Vermilion County that they think are important to Cole's legacy and developed three different trails that focus on labor history, the Middle Fork River, and the evolution of coal mining technology.
The students were asked to identify sites with significant connection to coal for Vermilion County's bicentennial celebration. They chose 13 sites around the county as areas of interest for three eco-cultural heritage trails. As a top priority, the students would like to see access restored for an area around Mine Number 6, which is adjacent to Kickapoo State Park.
That once was an active trail, but due to some infrastructural issues, it isn't completely accessible anymore. So they've proposed that trail as being a shorter-term redevelopment where it's like all of the bones are there. We just really need, you know, some funding and some project management to get that back up and running.
The students feel that a second priority should be attracting visitors to an underground petrified rainforest in southern Vermilion County.
This features the largest underground petrified rainforest in the world with a huge collection of fossils, and they believe that this could be something that could be nationally designated and draw people from across the country to come and see it.
The students believe that even if the public cannot safely go underground to see the petrified rainforest, historical information above it would likely attract visitors. The underground fossilized rainforest was discovered in 2007 in the ceilings of the Riola and Vermilion Grove coal mines. It's estimated to be 300 million years old. I'm Bill Pickett.